Can you maybe just give listeners an idea, what's the scope of facility management?
FM is a management discipline rather than at the technical operation level. This is a single source responsibility whereby you integrate the workplace, the occupants, be it the contractors, be it the in the area of hotels and resort, the visitors, occupants, and also the purpose of the place, and how these activities are being carried out in a way that will satisfy those visitors or even the occupants staying there at the hotel. And facilities expenses are actually second to the overheads in the HR aspect. So there's a lot of potential whereby the operation of facilities and how it's being designed, planned and managed can be looked into to add value, and that's where the cost reduction will follow accordingly.
Why do you think it needs to be looked at in terms of a management discipline and not say, because a lot of all facilities have operations manager, and why should it be looked at as facility management as a discipline and not simply operations and anyone can do it?
Okay, because if FM is positioned at technical or even operational, they are just being reactive, they are doing what they are told. But if they are positioned as strategic, this is a really a management discipline looking at the overview. And if they are positioned at strategic level, they will understand at the management level what is the strategic goals and objective. In this case, all the activities that's been carried out at the maintenance and even operation to maintain and upkeep the building is in line with the strategic goals and objectives of the organization.
Can you give an example, maybe use a hotel or some building as an example?
Okay, take for example, if there is a need to shut down a swimming pool, and how to make this shutdown not to anger those people who are on holiday going to visit the pool, right? We got to appear as invincible. That means cannot be seen, and how to liaise with the other functional department to have a, say, another mega party just beside the pool. In this way, they will not be like focusing more on the lack of facility, but there's always alternatives that divert the attention from the shutdown or the downtime to the mega party whereby they can actually enjoy their stay there. The most important thing is to satisfy and exceed the expectation of these visitors.
Yeah. And you find that a lot of people cannot sort of do this very well.
That's right. It takes a people with a deep, in-depth understanding of the values of facilities management and also the attitude of the people doing that. And we believe that it starts off with the staff. It's only when they are treated as an internal customer is where they can provide the excellent service, and in turn, they will please the whoever customers or visitors coming there. And I believe from there, the profit and growth of the organization will follow.
Will it save costs for the company in question?
Definitely, because as the works and activities add value, reduction of costs and increase in efficiency and effectiveness will follow through.
Okay, any other areas you see that needs to be improved, like existing companies can improve on other than sending their staff for training, or how can they build up their FM capabilities?
I think for FM to really to understand, it requires someone with in-depth knowledge to align with the management to really appreciate how this non-core business activity can support the core activities of the companies, and this is the reason for the assistance for the discipline of FM.
And in the end, what will it mean for customers?
Happier, more satisfied, and in terms of hotel and resort, people will have a very good impression. The branding is there, the image is there, they'll feel themselves at home, and definitely they will make it a choice to come back to Singapore.